USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five of the Democrats running for the White House were on a stage in New Hampshire last night for five successive town hall events, where one of them, Kamala Harris, said,
"I believe Congress should take the steps towards impeachment."
While fellow Senate Democrat Amy Klobuchar said she's not driving hard for impeachment at this point.
"But what I will say is there's very disturbing things that would lead you to believe there's obstruction of justice.
Those town halls were held by CNN. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders in the House held a conference call yesterday when they reportedly urged patience when it comes to raising the idea of impeaching President Trump. The U.S. Supreme Court's to hear arguments today in a case about a proposed citizenship question on the 2020 census. The White House says the question information to allow the federal voting rights laws to be enforced more effectively. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
At least publicly, President Trump is not concerned about possible impeachment proceedings against him. During yesterday's National Easter Egg Roll, he took a question about it from a network reporter.
The reporter shouting, "Are you worried about impeachment, Mr. President?" "Not even a little bit," President Trump answers. Earlier, the president addressing the huge crowd.
"Maybe most importantly, I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter. Our country is doing fantastically well. Probably the best it's ever done economically. We're setting records on stock markets. We're setting records with jobs."
In other news, lawyers for President Trump suing House Oversight Committee Chairman Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings for trying to subpoena tax records from the president's accounting firm.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Authorities in Sri Lanka say the death toll from the Easter bombings is now at over 320. The attacks across the nation targeting churches and hotels. They say it was the work of a Muslim extremist group, though no group has claimed responsibility. And this is USA Radio News.
"The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA."
A 19th Democrat announcing a run for the White House, and Joe Biden's name still not on the list. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton makes an announcement on Monday morning in a video posted online.
"I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump. And I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country."
Moulton is a 40-year-old Marine combat veteran who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. He's in his third term representing a district north of Boston. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It is widely expected that the former Vice President, Joe Biden, will announce his intentions at a news conference Wednesday. The State Department confirms Americans have died in the Easter Sunday terrorist attack. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the very latest.
"At least four Americans have died in a terrorist attack on Christian churches and two luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. John Miller is a New York City Police Department's Deputy Commissioner of Counterintelligence and Terrorism. He tells CBS This Morning.
"What you're looking at is the kind of operation that would take a great deal of organization, a good deal of funding, and more importantly, a fairly large number of people for your average terrorist plot, which increases operational security. How do they run this for so long with so much planning and so many wheels turning?
And
without it being found." Exactly, Gail.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.